Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. This passage of scripture that you all are very familiar with, I'm sure. Amen. If you're not, we're going to familiarize you with it a little bit today. When you find it, say amen. And I did enough hooping and hollering for everybody the last two nights. So if you was looking for some hooping and hollering and me standing on my head and turning flips, I don't think it's going to happen this. It might, but I don't think it's going to happen this morning. I just think we need to talk about God's word this morning. Amen. Is that all right with y'all? I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. I also have the King James right here, so I'm not neglecting our King James Version. I just want to read this from the New Living Translation so that we can get a definite understanding on what the word is telling us right here. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I'm going to begin at verse 1. If I could speak all the languages of the earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor, even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Verse 4, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. Lord have mercy. It does not rejoice about injustices, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Amen. I want to talk about just for a few minutes this morning. It's time to start loving and stop hating. Yeah, I knew it would get quiet on that. It's time to start loving and stop hating. It's time to start loving and stop hating. Amen. Let me, before we move any further, Mila, did you have something prepared for the youth this morning? Okay. I think some of the mothers may want to get rid of their kids this morning. So, Mila, if you're ready, go ahead. I was going to make everybody stay up here this morning. Just go to the website and check out the sermon after service, Mila. Man. Amen. So all the children, young kids, if you'd like to go back with Sister Mila this morning, amen, you can go. It's time to start loving and stop hating, Johnny. It's time to start loving and stop hating. But how are we to love if we don't know how to love? It's hard to love when you've never seen love. It's hard to love when you've never experienced love. It's hard to love when you really don't know love. And if you know God, you know love. And I really want to hit home with that this morning. If you know God, you know love. Amen. We all profess to be men and women of God, children of God, baptized believers. Amen. In the faith, in the body of Christ, we are children of God. We are brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, we're saved. Amen. I quoted earlier that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, what? Believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. My brothers and sisters, to love, you got to give. And to give, you got to love. I'm sure you guys have heard that the words that I'm saying this morning, verbatim, word for word, throughout your lives, if you've been in church. You've all been in a service where a preacher preached this particular passage of scripture. But it's time to start loving and stop hating. My brother says we're going to miss out on the promises and the blessings of God by our actions and our attitude toward one another. We see that the Bible tells us that the way that we know that we are truly saved is if we love the brethren. Amen. But many of us come to church. Amen. Many of us come to church on Sunday morning. Amen. Come to Bible study. Come to choir practice. Come to praise dance practice and do all those things. And there are people in our own circle, in our own church, that we pretend or we say, I won't even say pretend, I don't like him. I don't like her. They get on my nerves. My brothers and sisters, Paul is writing to the Corinthian church. He's writing it to the church of Corinth, and there's some things that are going on. And Paul, being the apostle that he is, the man of God that he is, that it was once a persecutor of the church and now is being persecuted by the church. Paul has gone through trials and tribulations in his life, but he has dedicated his life to doing what the Lord says do. And the number one thing, the one thing that he's talking to these folks about is love. And on this chapel, I want us to talk about love this morning. I ain't talking about that puppy love, that little girlfriend, boyfriend love. I'm talking about showing up love this morning. Ron helped me out. He said that agape love. We're not talking about there's a filios love, that brotherly love. That's filio love, that's just brother love. That's where Philadelphia got that name from. That's the city of brotherly love. But we're talking about agape love. See, agape love is that love from God that allows you to love your enemies. Not just your friends. It's easy to love my friends. It's easy to love Candy. It's easy to love Johnny. Because Johnny smiled. Every time I look at Johnny smile, he grabbed that microphone, he sang loud. You can't help but like Johnny. Can you? When Johnny get up, boy, Johnny, you showed out last night on that song, boy. Like, Lord, boy, y'all get him, pull him, get his, stop him. He said something got a hold of him last night. And you know what? You got to love God to be a young man to stand in front of a church full of people, amen, and just give it all up to God. And see, that's what I really want our choir to do. I mean, I really want you to focus on your love for Christ and his love for you. Because if you realize how much he loved you, you'll give it all to him. Amen? Paul says here that there's been some debate. There's been some questions about speaking in tongues. There's been some issues about speaking in tongues. There's some people in the church that felt like, well, because I can speak in tongues. Amen. Coming to Chevrolet, leaving a Hummer. They thought as if they were better than those who did not speak in tongues. But you had some folks that were blah, 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 and they wasn't loving their brother. They were not showing any love to their sisters. You had folks that were coming in giving all that they giving all their money, amen, walking up to the offering table, dropping off big dollars, and feeling as if they were better than everybody else. Paul sets this straight. Paul sets this straight, my brothers and sisters. Here in chapter 13, and you know, we even if we go back up here, we see in chapter 12 that Paul is also talking about the church being one body. Does anybody in here love? Do you love your big toe? Do you ever think about your big toe? Johnny said, I think about mine all the time. Do you think about your big toe? Not much, do you? Do you love your big toe? Do you? Lose your big toe. And you know how you're going to walk up in here? You can't balance yourself without that big toe. Did you realize how much that big toe meant to you? Marcus, did you realize how much that hip meant to you? until that hip got messed up. Huh? My brothers and sisters, we have to have love for the whole body. Amen? We are all in this thing together, so we have to have love for one another. And if we have love for each other, y'all, we'll take care of each other. Amen? Y'all going to roll with me this morning? I ain't going to be up here long. I just want to talk a little bit. Paul said, if I could speak all the language of earth and of angels but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. See, if you're up in that choir and you're singing, oh, hallelujah, we worship you, and you don't love your brother, your sister, guess what? You ain't nothing but a bunch of noise. Tony, if you over there on that organ, moving them feet all around and hitting the, you got three or four keyboards over there, but if you don't love, Tony, you ain't doing nothing but making noise. Daryl, if you're back there on the drums and you don't love, you are doing nothing. But deacons, if you're up here counting money, well, yeah, Doc, I count that money every Sunday. You don't have love, it's all in vain. If I had the gift of prophecy and if I understood all the secret plans and possessed all knowledge and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. We got a lot of preachers. We got a lot of teachers that stand up here every Sunday. Amen. That are powerful, powerful, powerful in speech. Amen. And if you don't love, what the word say? You are absolutely nothing. How is this that you can have faith? He said you can have faith to move mountains, but if you have love, you're nothing. But we always want to put faith. It's all about faith. What about the love? Because if you don't have love, you can't have faith. It all starts with love. Those of you that were with us on Friday night, what was first base? First base on the base of salvation is what? Realizing what? The love of God. That God truly loves you, and you love God. That's first base in your salvation, is knowing that he loves you and then realizing what he did for you. Amen? Acknowledging that you are a sinner. If I gave everything I have to the poor and sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. Uh-oh, a lot of people love to talk about what they do. I did this. You know them first three pews, me and my husband paid for it. You know that window over there with that little plaque? That's my name on it. Johnny, I'm glad you was with me this week. Johnny said pride. Pride coming before destruction. Amen? My brothers and sisters, we really have to get this love thing down. If I gave everything I have to the poor and sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't have love, I would have gained nothing. In other words, my brothers and sisters, you can do all that you want to do, amen, to get some recognition. How many of y'all know people in church that do stuff to get recognition? Every time they do something, they want to tell everybody about it. But my Bible tells me that when you give, you give it secretly. But guess what? If you stand up here and boast about and brag about and want to be talked about what you gave, then guess what happens? Everybody in here is going to say, "Whoa, you did a good job. We're so happy. We're so proud of you." And I believe it's in Matthew, I believe chapter 11. If I'm not right, I'll clear that up next week where it talks about giving gifts. But if that's what you do, then you know the reward you get? You get all your reward right then and right there. When everybody says, good job, it never reaches God. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. I know y'all thought I was going to be shouting and yelling like I've been doing, but I really want us to get this love thing down. Amen? All right, now I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the church a little bit here because this is what they were dealing with in this particular time. But let's move on. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous, or boastful or proud. Love is patient. Look, can we stay right there just for a minute? Love is patient. There was a song we used to sing when we were kids that said, "Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. But when I shall come forth, I shall come forth as pure gold." My brothers and sisters, can I say as your pastor, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. My brothers and sisters, every last one of us, the Bible says that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So the truth is, we've all made mistakes. But patience comes in when people make mistakes. Amen? Why do you think that Jesus came on the scene? Because under the law, nobody could make it. And then if you messed up under the law, oftentimes your whole family would be taken out. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Big Johnny mess up. And all y'all got to go. Can you imagine? Daryl mess up. Ray mess up. My God, a lot of us are connected to this brother right here. Mama dead. Daryl dead. I'm dead. My son, his daughter. But love is patient. And Christ is love. Amen? Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. Uh-oh. Jealousy. I don't need. Y'all remember that song? That's Club what? Club Nouveau? That's them 80s babies right there. Yeah. But jealousy. You cannot move forward in a relationship when you're jealous. Who was it back in the day? One of the rappers said, jealousy is a wasted emotion. Think about that. That's something that you deal with yourself. You know, jealousy, that's a terrible thing, my brother. And we can't love if we're jealous. I'll use this for instance. Steve Jr., or Little Steve as we call him. He ain't Little Steve because he's bigger than his daddy. We call him Little Steve. Little Steve just got a new car, didn't he? Huh? It's time to start love and stop hating. I hope nobody in here, when they saw that black 300, ain't that a black 300? Said, look at him. Make me sick. He tall, dark, and handsome. Got a good job. College educated. Good family. Come to church. And he got that 300. I can't stand him. Y'all know it's people like that, jealous people like that? Huh? Time to start loving and stuff. Hey, you know what? Every last one of us ought to be out there shouting around his car. Look at that. That's because he's one of us. Amen. And if he love us, he ought to give us a ride. Amen. We should be excited about what goes on in our brothers and our sisters' lives. This is my biological brother, and everything that's good that's happened in his life, guess what? I celebrated it just like it happened to me because that's my brother. Every time something has happened great with my mom and my dad, I celebrated with them just because they were in the family. My brothers and sisters, we are family. We are here together. It's time to stop being jealous and hating on one another. I'm not saying it's happening, but just in case it is, we need to cover that. Everybody in here should be proud of my niece today because she's got a big full-color page in the Paris paper. I'm proud of her because she's my niece, but guess what? You should be proud of her because she's a part of your church family. Doesn't it seem like ever since we started putting up pictures of our kids that are in the paper, the whole bulletin board is filling up? It's amazing because guess what? We are excited about what God is doing in this house. We're not hating on one another. Amen. God is so awesome, y'all. But I don't want us to miss it, Johnny, because we're being silly. We got some folks getting ready to get married. I got a whole lot of marriage counseling to do, boy. I got several couples. Amen. And I got some newlyweds and some oldlyweds. Amen. We're going to sit down and we're going to do some talking about, we're going to do some ministry with the couples. Amen. Because we need it. Amen. You know, we got folks busted up because nobody took time out to talk to them. Nobody told them that love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. We got men and women think it's cool to be rude to each other. Ain't she get on my nerve? He get on my nerve. He make me sick. Uh-huh. Yep, God told me to say it, so I'm saying it this morning. Amen? Amen. It does not demand its own way. Ooh, Lord Candy, it does not demand its own way. You want me to call Fancy out too? Sister McGuire, it don't demand its own way. She said, that's what I tell him. It's time to start loving and stop hating. You know what? Some of y'all wonder why people treat your significant other the way they do. We see your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband, your wife, we don't even know how to treat them. You know why? Because you done dogged them out to us. Ooh, I can't stand him. Ooh, he get on my nerves with his ugly self. Then come home at 3 o'clock this morning, and he smell like weed and beer and smell like perfume. What you think he was doing? I don't know. My name Bennett, and I ain't in it. But it does not, as man, it's not, it keeps a record of, my brothers and sisters, if you love your significant other the way you should, if you love your church the way you should, you know what, I'm going to say it. Everybody in here don't like me, and I know it. I wish it was true. You don't think I hear what you say do you don't think I hear it? Do you really think I don't hear it? And when people don't tip me off, God tips me off. But you know what? I love you anyway. Amen. Because if I'm going to be a true child of God, guess what? I got to love my enemies as well as my friends. And you know what? The Bible says that our enemies are our footstools. So some of y'all helping me get to a whole nother level. Amen. Keep on talking. Keep on running your mouth. Keep on dogging me out, because the more you talk, the more I'm going to stay on my knees, and I'm going to keep on stepping up. George Jefferson said, moving on up. I got a deep, what, Lux apartment in the sky. I'm moving on up. Keep on. Because you know what? Haters going to hate anyway. Pastor Bailey said, my haters are my elevators. Orange Chapel, a lot of churches not happy about what's going on over here. But guess what? If we learn to love one another, we learn to love our enemies. Woo! Oh, ain't that good news, man? Ain't that news? That's good news right there. Look at this. Look, verse 6 says, it does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Injustice. It does not. See, love doesn't get excited when people break up. Love doesn't get excited when they run the preacher off. Love doesn't get excited when there's a fight in the church. Love doesn't get excited when somebody goes bankrupt. Love doesn't get excited, amen, when somebody get beat up. Love doesn't get excited when somebody get charged up on Facebook. Y'all know what I'm talking about, charged up. Amen? Are y'all with me? Love doesn't get excited when no, I'm going to leave that alone. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Injustice. Love. God put us all here on earth together. So if we're at the convenience store, I'm talking about love. I'm just talking about just real love. Johnny, you a young black man? You are. I thought so. Amen. And there's a young white fella at the convenience store, and he's white, and you black, and y'all get in a fight, and you wrong, and you beat him up. But because he's white, I'm happy because you black and you won. Y'all feel me on that? Does that make sense? And I'm just being real this morning. And you know, some of us, you know, we want to root for what looked like us. But if it's wrong, Johnny, if you're wrong, you're wrong. And real love, amen, don't condone wrong. Amen? I don't care who, if it's Sister McGuire that's wrong at the OC, she just wrong. I love Sister Roberta, and I protect my baby. But Sister Roberta, if you're wrong, sister, you're wrong. Amen? Well, you know, that's just Sister Roberta. That's how she is. We're going to let her bust hell wide open because we don't tell her the truth. Amen? It's time to start loving and stop hating. Amen? I'm trying to help somebody this morning. But it rejoices whenever the truth wins out. And y'all know what? Somebody said a long time ago that the truth hurts. Sometimes the truth hurt, boy. Ron, I had to swallow some stuff, boy. You know, you find out some stuff, you're like, ugh. Lord, please don't let it be so, but it is what it is. But at the end of the day, if you know what's on the table, amen, when you lay the truth out there, the Bible says that the truth shall set you free. Amen? Thank you, Ron. And you shall be free indeed. I want to be free indeed. Amen. I don't want to be out on probation. I don't want to be on parole. Give me my paper. Y'all know when people on probation, I'm a probation officer. Boy, people say, man, I'll be glad when I get off paper. Anybody ever been on paper? I don't read that. It's all right, brother. That's all right. There's a whole lot of folks been on paper in here. But anybody ever got off paper? Amen. When you get off paper, boy, aren't you excited? Whoa! Yeah! I don't know where that came from. Love, look at this. And we finna finish. Love never gives up. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It all is always hopeful. So instead of looking at the glass as if it is half empty, love looks at the glass as if it's half. My brothers and sisters, it's time for us to look at this thing in a positive manner. We're going to be all right. We're going to win in the end. I don't care how high gas prices are. I don't care what they do with Obama's health plan. Amen. I'm a child of God. I don't belong to Obama. I belong to God. Big Mama said, we're just pilgrims traveling through this barren land. What that mean, barren land? That mean ain't nothing here anyway. It's a mirage. You just think you got something. Oh, but long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And Jesus is love. So long as I got him, y'all, I'm in good. Amen. Y'all rolling with me this morning? Can we start loving and stop hating? Think about it. We're totally against what God is. It is always hopeful and it endures, through every circumstance. That's what the New Living Translation says. I believe the King James Verse says, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. My brothers and sisters, if we ought to love the way that Christ loved, we have to understand that sometimes to love, we have to go that extra mile. Anybody have to go the extra mile? Raise your hand, Candy. Candy had to go the extra mile. Amen. Mom and daddy, sometimes that y'all had to go the extra mile with me and my little brother. Orange Chapel, sometimes don't y'all have to go the extra mile to love your pastor? Because I got a real smart mouth if you don't watch me. And I get you told before you know it. I'm working on it. But I'm going to tell you what the Lord say, dude. Sister Roberta said me too. But we have to learn how to love. Inside these four walls, if we don't do nothing else, we need to love one another. And you know what? The way we learn to love one another is we spend time with one another. Amen. You think me and Candy got married the first week? No. We got to know one another. Amen. We formed a relationship. And you know what? I think maybe our problem is in here is we sit by and we sing by the same person every week. Maybe we need to mix this thing up. Maybe we need to get out of our comfortable seat every once in a while. Let's sit in another area. Let's see if the air conditioning works the same on this side as it does on this side. But we get in that comfort zone, and my brothers and sisters, we forget. We forget how to love because we just get caught in what? Routine. Amen? You know, a lot of couples break up because it's routine. Amen? But see, she was attracted to that brother that had a little swag. You know, wanted to walk like that. Every once in a while, he threw his hand behind him. He looked around like, you know, like. Huh? What I'm getting at is a lot of times our love waxes old because we get in a routine. We forget that we used to bring flowers every once in a while. Amen? We forget we used to just say, hey, baby, come on, let's get in the car. We're going to go riding. I mean, we used to go riding. When the last time you just went riding? Amen? Sister McGuire said, you can't cause gas too high. You can go walking. Take a stick with you. Some folks got them pit bulls and stuff, so. You know, but every once in a while you have to renew and restore, amen, that love in that relationship. And you know what? Not only do we do that with couples, but we do that with one another. Every once in a while, that's why I come out here on Sunday morning, I shake hands with people. Hey, how you doing, sister? What's going on? You look pretty today. You know, Jan, what's been going on? How's everything going? Every once in a while, won't I just text y'all sometimes just out of the blue? Hey, what's up? Pia said, uh-uh. That's because your number changes every week. Some of y'all number change too much. I can't keep up with you. Yeah, I hit y'all up. Who is this? Or you call somebody, you get a phone back from a call back from a brother. Who is this? I'm gonna leave that alone. Hey, that brother loves. That's all I'm going to say. He loves. Brother, but love is not jealous. Woo, y'all. This, oh, Lord. Jesus showed love when there was a woman that was caught in the act of adultery. And he told the people that came with stones, and many theologians believe that this woman was stripped naked of all of her clothes, because when you had been caught in the act of adultery, they would strip your clothes off and bring you out in front of everybody. That's why I believe that Jesus never looked up, because he did not want to disrespect this woman by looking on her naked body. Amen. So he never looked up. It said he was writing on the ground, and he never looked up. And he said, those who are without sin, cast ye the first stone. And the Bible says that from the oldest to the youngest, they begin to drop their stones. Christ had love for someone that had even done wrong. Are y'all with me this morning? As the angry mob stoned Stephen, the greatest deacon that ever lived, as Paul, the one who wrote this word that we're talking about today about love, as Paul stood there in agreement with what was going on to a man of God, a deacon of God, the Bible says that right before Stephen died, he looked up and he said, "There I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Then he said, "God, don't charge this sin against them. Forgive them, God, for they know not what they do." Stephen had love. He had love even for his enemies. These people were killing him, and he said, "Father, forgive them." Jesus showed love where there was a woman that had an issue of blood, and she had pushed her way through the crowd and made her way to Jesus just to touch the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. She had faith, but God had love. Oh, Jesus had love. My brothers and sisters, Jesus loves you. And you know what? If you love him, you got to depict love. You got to give love out to others that are around you. And it starts at home. Somebody says charity starts at home. Amen. In your physical home, those homes y'all going to go to here in a few minutes, but also in your church home. It's time for us to start loving and stop hating. Because you know what? There is not one perfect person in this building. We all have things that we struggle with. But you know what? We have to love each other no matter what. Amen. Somebody don't like turquoise shirts. Don't hate me because I got on one this morning. Love me because I got a black one, and that's your favorite color, and I'll wear it next week. Let's stop concentrating on our differences, but let's start concentrating on what we have in common. And if we can't talk about nothing but Jesus, let's talk about Jesus. Amen? If that's the only thing we have in common, my brothers and sisters, let's talk about that. Amen? Paul said, if eating meat in front of your brother offends him, don't eat it in front of him. Amen? It's time to start loving and stop hating. Jesus loved us so much that he gave his life for us. Amen? And the way that we know that we're saved is if we love the brethren. My question today is, do you love the brethren? Amen? And if you don't, you can get it right and you can fix it up today. We didn't prepare the Lord's Supper on today. I want to preach this sermon on love. But what I want you to do, my brothers and sisters, is we preached a communion sermon on the last first Sunday. Y'all remember? And we talked about, amen, not having aught against our brothers. Amen. Having love for one another. Amen. Making sure we are in fellowship with God, because God can't forgive us if we don't forgive others. Amen. Y'all remember that? You have 1 week. We're going to have communion Sunday morning. And what I want you to do is I want you to work on love. I want you to work on love and not hating. And let me tell you, everybody in this building is going to be challenged this week. Your relationship's going to be challenged. Amen? Your relationship's going to be challenged. Somebody's going to mess with you at work. Somebody's going to mess with you at school. But remember what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love holds no record of wrong. See, I love that one. Anybody like that part of it? Holds no record, but we want to hold things over folks' heads forever. You remember when? Most of Cannon, most of our fights was about stuff that folks that probably don't remember who we are. You remember that time? I did, you know, show up, she's swole up. And then, you know, Facebook, you know, then when Facebook hit the scene and everybody that you used to know that you didn't know no more, start hitting you up with friend requests. Y'all, oh, ain't nobody else in here got into it over Facebook? I'm the only one? Hey, she said yes. All right, you too, Johnny. They'll find you, won't they? But we're talking about love this morning. Love. Christ, the Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen? So we just need to have a little more patience, a little more love, and show a little more kindness toward one another. That's really my point this morning. Paul was trying to straighten things out in the church. He said, look, I don't care how well you sing, how much you give, how you speak in tongues, how you preach, how you teach, or whatever, but the number one thing that you need to have is love. Love in your heart. Let's show a little bit more love. Can we do that? Amen? And if you really, really, really want to be blessed, Love your enemies. You know where some of y'all messing up? Because you cussing your enemies out. And you ought to be telling your enemy, God bless you. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. In fact, I got some old clothes in the closet I can't wear no more. You need. My baby, I grew them baby clothes. Baby, you can have them. And then you know what Jesus does? He looks down on that and he smiles. He said, look at my Peter, Jesus' own disciple. Y'all remember Peter denied Christ 3 times. Jesus told him he was going to do it. That rooster, there you go, Johnny on it. But when Jesus came back, who did he talk to? And he told Peter to do what? Feed my sheep. The one that denied him that, Jesus showed that kind of love. When the Roman soldiers came to arrest Jesus, and they grabbed Jesus, they were getting ready to handcuff him, Peter jumps up and does what? Cut the soldier's ear off. Jesus loved the one that was coming to take him to his death. Jesus loved the soldier, and he picked the soldier's ear up, and he put it back on. That's the kind of God that we serve, my brothers and sisters. That one that's trying to kill you, trying to take you out, I dare you to show him some love. Amen? David and Saul had an issue. Saul was all upset. You know what Saul was mad about? When you really look at that thing, when you look at that thing real closely, Saul was okay with everything that David was doing. Y'all remember? David and Saul. Saul was a king. David was a young boy. Saul put him over the armies and all of that good stuff, and David became successful. Saul was cool until the women started singing that song. Brothers, let me tell you something. Guys will be cool with you till women start saying good things about you. Yeah, y'all got quiet. Saul was okay, Brother Braxton, as long as the men was falling, saying, David, who we going to kill next week? Where we going to war next week? Let's go. Come on, David. Come on, where we going? But when the women started singing, Saul has killed his hundreds. And David has killed what? His thousands, his tens of thousands. Amen? That messed Saul up in his head, and Saul went crazy, and then he starts trying to kill David. Y'all remember this, don't you? And you know what David still loved Saul, even though Saul was trying to kill him. Some of y'all trying to kill my character. Some of y'all trying to kill my witness. Huh? Guess what? I'm going to love you anyway. You know why? What David did was, he kept a little distance. That's what he did. He didn't disrespect him. He kept a little distance. Saul was sleeping in a cave, and David rolled up on him. Could have killed him, right? But he cut a little piece of his garment off and handed it to him. I could have got you, but I let you make it. Think about the love that David had for Saul, even though this man was trying to kill him. I'm telling you, you got to love your enemies. You got to love your enemies. Amen? Am I helping anybody this morning? I'm done. This is it. I'm closing it right here. That there was a fierce battle. There was a fierce battle. Jonathan was there. Jonathan was David's friend and also Saul's son. There was a fierce battle. They were in the battle, and Saul was gravely injured. I mean, he was injured. And then the Bible says that during the fierce battle, Saul just basically just took his own life. Watch this. But there was a young fella, there's a foreigner that came up on the scene, knew everything about the beef between Saul and David. And he goes back to David and says, this, I was there. I was there. And Saul was injured. And he told me to take his sword and to take his life because he didn't want to be taken by the enemy. So I took the sword and I killed Saul. Most of us would think that David would be excited about that, right? This fella lied, and I need to talk about lies. We're going to talk about lying next week. Lord, just put that in my spirit. If you know anybody that lie all the time, bring it to church next week. We're going to talk about lies and the dangers of lies. Amen? Woo, boy, lie, boy. This dude was lying. This gonna take us into next week. And let me show y'all what happened to him. This fella was lying. And David said, who gave you the authority to take the life of God's anointed one? Just because you got beef with people don't mean that they're not anointed. Amen? And then David told his soldiers, take him out. He lost his life for running his mouth, and lying. But my sermon today was about love. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Let's start loving and stop hating Orange Chapel. God is already doing an awesome thing. If we get this love thing down, we're going to sure enough be hated. Amen? But we're going to keep on loving. Amen? And our enemies are going to do what? Be our footstool. Thou preparest a table. Anybody? Thou preparest a table for me in the presence. Enemies are important, Johnny. Be careful if everybody like you. Everybody don't like you, Johnny. All right, I'm just telling you. Everybody don't like you, Johnny. Because everybody don't like God. Everybody don't like the spirit that you have in you. Satan don't like that. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy everything that's in you. So every time somebody rise up against you, you ain't this, you ain't that, you call your, say, I love you. God bless you. I'm going to pray for us. Sometimes you can offend people by saying, I'm going to pray for you. Let's start telling them, I'm going to pray for us. Can we do that? Can we try that? I'm going to pray for us. We're all members of one body, and we got to love the big toe just like we love the brain. Amen? Let's give God a hand clap of praise this morning. I want us to do better because we can be better. I want us to be better because we can do better. God is coming back for a church without a spot nor a wrinkle. We talk about A-plus Christianity. We want to be A-plus. Amen? Anybody want to be A-plus? I want 100 on my report card. I want the gold medal. Amen? I don't want no sixth-place ribbon. I mean, if I get the sixth place, that's fine, but I'm trying to get the gold. Amen? Anybody trying to get the gold? I'm trying to get the gold this morning. Amen. We're going to talk about lying next week. Can we, y'all, that'll be fun. Talk about lying next week. Cause anybody know anybody lie all the time? All right. Well, I'm excited about that one on next week. There's anybody here that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today would be a great day to accept him. Amen. To be your leader, to be your guide. Amen. If you're saved, I want you to raise your hand this morning because I'm looking around the room and I believe I'm looking at a church full. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, amen. Thank God. You know, a lot of times as preachers, we get caught up in preaching the gospel. But truly, the gospel is teaching and preaching the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But Jesus told his disciples to preach the word. Paul told Timothy to preach the word in season and out of season. So preaching the word means to teach and preach the word in a fashion that helps us in our everyday life. Amen. You all know the gospel. It's time for us to get in the word. Because there's some folks say folks that lie too much. And we need to talk about lying next week. Put that up. Tell somebody we're going to talk about lying at the OC next week. Amen. Lying is a terrible thing, y'all. Amen.